Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2241, with the release date of Friday, October 9th, 2020, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Orlando Hamcation is canceled. Scouts prep for Jamboree on the air. And radio ambassadors reach out to kids in California. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2241 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Charleston, West Virginia, here's Jim Dameron, NATMW.
We begin this week with word that Orlando Hamcation has become the latest in a long line of canceled amateur radio events around the world. The news came in a joint statement from the ARRL and Hamcation organizers on the ARRL website and on Twitter on Monday, October 5th. The annual event, which was also to be the ARRL National Convention, has been moved to February 2022. Tickets already purchased can be used for Hamcation 2022, can be donated to the Orlando Amateur Radio Club, or can be refunded. Meanwhile, the in-person event is being replaced by a variety of webinars, a CUSO party, and some prize drawings for 2021. The event in Central Florida is among the nation's largest gathering points for hams. Reported attendance for this year was 24,200 over the course of the 3 days. In a move that was not unexpected, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission has eliminated amateur radio use on the 3.4 gigahertz band. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, has that report.
Amateur radio will no longer have the use of frequencies between 3.3 and 3.55 gigahertz. The FCC has acted to reallocate that portion of the spectrum for use of 5G services. Its action during the meeting September 30th is part of the broader plan to make more of the spectrum available to commercial users by eliminating secondary user allocations such as ham radio operators. Hams and other users are being relocated to a band between 2.9 and 3.0 gigahertz on a secondary basis to federal government service operators. The FCC is now seeking comment on how to sunset amateur use on 3.3 to 3.55 gigahertz and proceed with the relocation. The agency noted in a press release that its action is another move towards fulfilling a directive from Congress to free up spectrum for commercial and other purposes. The ARRL and AMSAT were among those who have spoken up against the move. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
The IARU Region 2 has made changes in how it will be handling band plan changes, approving a process that lets the band be updated more efficiently. Changes can now be made in response to adjustments in operating practice, in consultation with member societies. Previously, all band plan changes required approval at a General Assembly, which is held only once every 3 years. The new plan also includes the addition of an amateur satellite uplink subband between 21.125 megahertz and 21.450 megahertz on a non-exclusive basis, matching the band plans in IARU Region 1 and 3. Finally, the revised band plan added wording to make it clear to national regulators that compliance with the document is voluntary, and some nations may adjust their practices based on their region's requirements. The Jamboree on the air is coming up fast, but some scouts living down under got a head start on the excitement. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, tells us about them.
Scouts in Australia who were growing a bit impatient for the start of the worldwide Jamboree on the air this month received a sampling a few weeks earlier. The friendship and communications ham radio is known for. Scouts in Australia who were enjoying school holidays were able to connect across the country as part of a special EchoLink event held from Sunday the 27th of September to Sunday the 4th of October. The JODA special event took place on the Scout VK conference server, which was established earlier this year by the Victorian Scout Radio and Electronics Services Unit. The conference server has also been a place for scouts to host nets. Now, with the special event concluded, scouts await the Jamboree on the air and Jamboree on the internet. That's coming up fast. It takes place from the 16th to the 18th of October. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Yes, it is almost time for Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet, and Bill Stearns, NE4RD, gives us those details.
Radio Scouters are getting ready for the world's largest scouting event just 1 week away, Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet, on October 16th through the 18th, local times. With current COVID-19 guidelines varying from state to state and country to country, this year's event will no doubt be a somewhat of a challenge. With the guidelines in place, we have definitely seen a decrease in planned participation, and as such, we only have 4 call areas with reserved K2BSA call sign usage. Mark Hughes, KG4VWE, will be activating K2BSA Portable 4 in West Point, Georgia at the Chattahoochee Council Fall Family Camp. David Mulvey, K5DCM, will be activating K2BSA Portable 5 in San Angelo, Texas, with a location of to be determined. Brandon Arias, KM6WZP, will be activating K2BSA Portable 6 in Riverside, California at Mount Rubidoux. Lori Abraham and Robert Crow, KA8CDC, will be activating K2BSA Portable 8 in Wheeling, West Virginia at the Sandcrest Scout Reservation. Registration for Jota Jotai is located at jotajotai.info this year. Please communicate your intentions for your activity with your local district and council for any approvals needed under current guidelines in your area. For more information on this and radio scouting, please visit our website at k2bsa.net. For Amateur Radio Newsline and the K2BSA Amateur Radio Association, this is Bill Stearns, NE4RD.
Hams around the United States were on high alert on Saturday, October 3rd, and if the situations they faced felt a little unreal, that's because they were. The carefully scripted emergencies were part of a drill for the simulated emergency test of the Amateur Radio Emergency Service. Christian Kudnick, KZERO-STH, has that story.
From Bedford County, Pennsylvania, to Cherokee County, Georgia, and beyond, emergency suddenly seemed real as first responders and amateur radio operators played it for keeps in the simulated emergency test. The scenario there was a search for missing hikers in the woods. Lloyd Roach, K3QNT, Public Information Officer for the Bedford County Amateur Radio Society, told WTAJ News that it was a chance to polish coordination skills with the area's firefighters, fire chiefs, police, and even the search and rescue teams. Hams in northern Florida responded to a simulation in which excessive heat taxed the power grid, prompting the state to begin rolling blackouts. The focus there was a response to heat stroke patients and individuals with critical needs requiring hospital transport. In Georgia, the Cherokee Ares Group tackled a simulated earthquake rocking the state. Hams in Eau Claire, Wisconsin responded to flooding evacuations and illness from polluted water. ARES members in Hawaii deployed MCOM stations for a simulated hurricane, communicating with shelters providing assistance. In the days following the simulated emergency test, organizers are expected to assess the activity and uncover any weaknesses in procedures and communication to better prepare for the real thing. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Christian Kudnick, K0STH.
A New Jersey amateur radio operator who was a leader in the radio community has become a silent key. Steve Ostrove, K2SO, Northern New Jersey Section Manager, died of cancer October 2nd. Steve became Section Manager in 2019 and had previously served in the position in 2016 to 2017. Steve Ostrove was 74. Hams who operate portable and even those who don't are always in search of the perfect power source. Researchers are too. And Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, tells us about some findings from scientists in Arkansas.
Physicists at the University of Arkansas have created a circuit that they say can harvest the thermal motion inside graphene, an electrically conductive form of elemental carbon, and it turns into low-voltage electrical current to power sensors or small devices. They also say the power is clean and limitless. They created a circuit by using 2 diodes to convert AC to DC. The pulsing DC current performs work on a load resistor. The researchers claim the diodes have a symbiotic relationship with the graphene and increase the circuit's power. They believe that this project has proven that graphene's thermal motion at room temperature induces an alternating current in a circuit, an achievement that some physicists have said is not possible. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the K2ADA repeater in Ocala, Florida, on Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. local time. Newly licensed hams in the UK are finding videos to be an increasingly valuable tool in the shack lately. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has more on that story.
The Radio Society of Great Britain is taking amateur radio back to basics in the hopes of helping beginners. The Society has produced a six-part series of videos for the thousands of new foundation license holders who were successfully tested via remote invigilation but were not required to take practical assessments. That's where the videos come in, with their practical advice and a look on how to do things hands-on. Amateurs such as Rob M0VFC, Rob G0FGX and Dan MWMUT take the beginners through the basics of setting up a station and making that first contact on FM and SSB. Other videos show how to adjust an antenna's length for the lowest SWR and how to use an antenna matching unit or tuner. Another video introduces the digital modes. For hams who would prefer to view all the basics in one setting, the Society has also produced a full 30-minute video highlighting all six skills. All the videos can be seen at rsgb.org/foundation-practicals. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
There's something to be said for proximity. The planet Mars is approximately 38.59 million miles from Earth, according to NASA, its closest approach until 2035. That means NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter is close by, too, relatively speaking. The orbiter, which flies just 274 kilometers, or 170 miles, above the surface of the planet, communicates with deep space network antennas on the Earth via radio. Recently, however, Scott Tilley, VE7TIL, reported he picked up its signal, too, using a 60-centimeter dish in his backyard in British Columbia. Tilley, who is also a satellite radio enthusiast who hunts lost zombie satellites and spy satellites, is calling it a close encounter of the best kind. If you find yourself feeling a bit like royalty when you're in your shack, consider the King of Thailand. He is royalty, and now he's feeling like an amateur radio operator, because he is one. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, has that story.
Thailand's King Maha Vajiralongkorn, officially known as King Rama X, received his crown in May of 2019. Now he's also got an amateur radio call sign. On the air, His Majesty is known as Hotel Sierra 10 Alpha. At a ceremony held recently in Bangkok in the Dusit Palace, the King received donations of an ICOM IC7300 transceiver for HF and an ICOM 9700 for VHF UHF. He also received a variety of antennas and other equipment for the Royal Shack. The advanced class license and the call sign became his on September 24 at a ceremony attended by the nation's communications regulator, the NBTC Secretariat, represented by General Sukhit Kamasundara and the Royal Amateur Society of Thailand, under the royal patronage of His Majesty the King, led by its President Jack Ree and Tongkom, Hotel Sierra 1, Fox Victor Lima. Be listening on the air for the call sign Hotel Sierra 10 Alpha. That's not just the new call sign of the King of Thailand, but the patron of the nation's radio society. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
Sometimes the best introduction to ham radio is non-ham radio. One club in California is counting on that, as Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB, explains.
The El Dorado County Amateur Radio Club hopes that having a booth at the recent National Night Out in Pollock Pines, California, was compelling enough to give people a good impression about ham radio. But just in case, the club brought along something perhaps even more compelling, some radios to give away. No, these weren't amateur radios. They were the low-power, license-free Family Radio Service, or FRS, handhelds, used often by hikers and campers and, the club hopes, kids. Youngsters won the radios in drawings the club held at the October 3rd event and were soon on the air, spelling out their names in the International Phonetic Alphabet. These are the same kind of handhelds used in combination with GMRS radios in the local Neighborhood Radio Watch public safety program the club implemented. The club's public information officer, Alan Thompson, W6WN, told Newsline that its Neighborhood Watch has, quite unexpectedly, become a potent recruiting tool for new hams. Sometimes, after all, starting with low power can make a high power impression, especially with the youngest future radio operators. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ralph Squillace, KK6 ITB.
In the world of DX, be listening for Takei JG8NQJ using the call sign JG8NQJ/JD1 from Marcus Island in the Manami Torishima group starting on the 14th of October through mid-January 2021. He'll operate in his spare time mainly on 17 meters, but will also be on 20, 15, 12, 10, and 6 meters using CW and possibly RTTY. QSLs to JA6CJY or by the Bureau to JG8NQJ. There are also some special events marking the 75th anniversary of the United Nations. In Austria, members of the Amateur Radio Contest DX Club 4U1A are using the call sign 4U75A from Vienna until the 31st of December. Be listening on 80, 40, 20, and 15 meters, where they will be using CW and SSB. Send QSLs to UA3DX via the Bureau or direct. In the United States, members of the United Nations Amateur Radio Club, station 4U1UN, is on the air as 4U75UN to celebrate the opening of the General Assembly and UN's 75th anniversary. The operation is being done remotely. Send QSLs to HB9BOU. QSL cards for 4U75UN have been ordered. Watch for updates on the club's Facebook page. Now, in our final story, we hear of one professional communicator who used the pandemic as an opportunity to become an amateur communicator. With that story is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
On the technology website known as the Pledge Times, the correspondent in Spain is known as Rainer Vandler. He is known on the air, however, as Echo Alpha 4 Hotel India Hotel. The professional communicator decided recently that these pandemic times served as a good opportunity for becoming an amateur communicator too. In an October 1st article he wrote on the website, "I used the lockdown to work my way through Ohm's law, through circuits, antenna technology, and abbreviations such as CPT, IARU, or VHF. After passing the exam, I am now in one of the oldest virtual communities, the 3 million amateur radio operators worldwide, 31,500 of them in Spain." The Pledge Times describes itself as an online publication that reports on new discoveries and advances, keeping readers plugged into a world that is constantly in flux and advancing. Of course, as Rainer himself acknowledges in his article, not everything is about megabytes and megabits. There's always room for some megahertz. He writes, "Now I chat without the internet, just like that, over the airwaves." For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
With thanks to Alan Thompson, W6WN, Amateur News Weekly, AMSAT, the ARRL, Bob Ringwald, K6YBV, Clay Today, CQ Magazine, David Bihar, K7DB, the FCC, Hamcation, IARU Region 2, Ohio Penn DX, PHYS.org, The Pledge Times, QRZ.com, the Radio Society of Great Britain, Scouts Australia, ShortwaveRadio.de, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Space.com, TechExplorist.com, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, WTWW Shortwave, WTAJ, WQOW, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2020, all rights reserved.